As Barnabas had entered into the city, and of course there could not be a greater thing said about anybody than was said about Barnabas. The Bible said he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Whatever else that you might say about an individual, if that can be said, that will take care of all the other. But notice the fact that the man that was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost, when he came to the church, his message to them was that they cleave unto the Lord with a purpose of heart. That they have something in mind why they wanted to serve God. Today I want to talk to you for the next few moments about walking with God with a purpose of heart. Thank God. Make up your mind, why do you walk in the church? What is the purpose of living for God? What is the purpose of giving up the world? What is the purpose of being part of the church of the living God? You see, if all I was in the church for was for speaking in tongues, I would leave right now because I'm not talking in tongues. If all I was in the church for was for a shout, I would also leave because I'm not shouting. If all I was in the church for was to be healed, once in a while I would quit because there's times of being sick. For never, the fact is, you wrestle with the fever and the sickness and things grip you that you wonder with. If I wanted in the church only to stay out of problems, there's times when I wrestle with problems. But oh God, which way do I turn? And what do I do? And what is the answer? And you find your back to the wall and thinking, oh God, where do I go from here? Joe put it this way. He said, Lord, if I just knew where to find you, if I go forward, you're not there. If I go backward, you're not there. To the right hand or the left hand. If I just knew where to find you, I'm in a place, Lord, I need something. But Joe, what's your purpose? It's not to have the easy road of this life, but my purpose is I shall see him for myself in the last days and not another. Hallelujah! That Job's desire was one day to see his God and hear him say, well done. That was his purpose. It was to God. Let's go to the Lord. Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Hallelujah! 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 I believe with my heart, if there was ever a day and time that we needed to get our eyes off of the materialistic things of this world and say, I'm going to serve God to get Him to supply my needs. I'm going to serve God to get Him to heal me. I'm going to serve God to get Him to bless me. Oh, no, friend, that purpose of heart won't carry you through, because there'll be times when you'll be disappointed. There'll be times when you'll be downtrodden. Oh, but friend, set your affection on things above. Look away to the glory of God Almighty. It'll always be yours, regardless of how you feel. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! You see, as we had studied, I knew not what the Sunday school lesson was, because I didn't have a quarterly till I got to this morning. But as we studied consecration, it's easy if you are got a purpose to live for God for feeling. It's easy to make consecration when you want the feeling. It's easy to draw nigh to God when you feel like that you need something special from God. When you feel like that you're sick and you won't cross to heal you. When you feel like that grandma's going to die and you want to touch God to get her healed. You see, it's easy to make a consecration then. Oh, but friend, when that little circumstance wears out, you lose your consecration and you're back where you were. Oh, but friend, if your purpose in your heart, you want to consecrate to God because you want to see Jesus. You want to hear it say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That consecration will hold out. The devil can't shake you. He can't turn you around. You've got your eyes on a glory world. And made up your mind. You're going to walk with God and be in peace on the other side. Hallelujah. It'll make all the difference. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I appreciate the days of plentifulness. I also appreciate the days when I prayed for what I got. But I'm happy to tell you, there was no difference in God. If they was plenty there, God was rich and blessed and powerful and wonderful. But the time when Sister Johnson told me there was no bread for the children, God was still great and powerful and wonderful. Hallelujah. You see, because the fact we're not serving Him for the natural bread, that they failed by bread alone, but by the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Help us all, God, the purpose of the heart. Why are we
church. What are we doing here? What do we want God to do for us? And think of a time is to see Him on the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, there's some disciples walking along with Jesus one day, and Jesus began to teach them. And as He began to talk to them, the Bible said many of them turned around and went back to never follow anymore. He said, who can hear this? This is a hard saying. When He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they turned around and walked away, never to follow again.
Right.
He turned to the 12 and said, will you also go away?
Right.
He looked at him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? We believe and we're sure that thou art the Christ, and you have the words of eternal life. By the words of God, Jesus, we will follow you to understand everything. We will follow you because we believe that you've got the words of eternal life. And that's our purpose of walking with you. That's our purpose of living with you. That's our purpose of giving up the ship. That's our purpose for turning away the world, because we believe that you're the Christ and you've got the words of eternal life. And we're going to walk with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's love Him again. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In short, Peter said, Lord, let everybody else leave. Let them go the way they want to. They had a different meaning than we have. They had a different purpose in mind to which we got. Every last one of us has been in the church any length of time has saw folks come and go. We saw them come in under circumstances that they couldn't handle, and they run to God. We saw them go to the altar for everything in the world. I saw young people go to the altar seeking sweethearts. I saw married folks go to the altar seeking companions. But oh, friend, that's the wrong purpose of going to an altar. Thank God if you go to an altar to seek the giver, everything else goes along. I saw folks go to the altar to seek speaking in tongues. You don't have to seek to speak in tongues. You seek the giver of the tongues, and the gift comes along when you get the giver. Hallelujah. You see, you don't seek the problem to be solved. You seek the problem solver. Hallelujah. And let Him do the job. And let that be the purpose and why you want the job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything else takes care of itself. It backs into the corner and we walk on in the glory of Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham standing on the hillside looking in the well, fertile valleys of the green grass, said, Lot, choose what you want. Minding you, Abraham had cows, same as Lot had cows. In fact, the thing that brought the separation was that their herds had grown and the herds would begin to fuss over the pastures. And they said, we've got to separate. Abraham said, Lot, choose where you want to go. If you take one way, I'll take the other. At the moment that Lot looked up, lifted up his eyes and looked in the well fertile valleys and pitched his tent towards Sodom. As far as outward appearance was concerned, it looked like he chose everything that was worthwhile. Abraham, aren't you a little discouraged? Aren't you a little bit disappointed? Don't you wish you'd have made the decision? Because you see, he didn't have to leave it to Lot. Abraham was the older one. Abraham was had the promise. Abraham's the one that God called. Abraham could have walked over and took what he wanted. Lot had no inheritance outside of what Abraham gave him. That's all he had. He was riding Abraham's coattail.
Right.
He was just making it through on Abraham's promise. He was thinking on Abraham's call.
Right.
But now then, Abraham said, Lot, choose what you want, and I'll take what's left.
Right.
Lifted his eyes, he saw the green grass and said, I'll take this direction. I'll go this way.
Uh-huh.
Abraham, aren't you a little upset? Abraham would have said, not really. I didn't leave the land of the Chaldeans and start into the land of promise with green valleys in my mind. I never started there with cattle and money and fertile valleys. That wasn't the purpose of leaving idolatrous worship. That wasn't the purpose of leaving the land of the Chaldeans. That's not why I come come this far. Oh no, I'm not disappointed. And about that time, he heard the voice of God. It said, Abraham, lift up your eyes and look. As far as you want to walk, I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. If you can count the stars of heaven, so shall I see thee. The Bible says Abraham was looking for a city that had a foundation whose builder and maker was God. Hallelujah. That was his purpose of leaving the other country to start with. Hallelujah. 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 You see, if the purpose would have been to have got rich here, he'd have chucked his head, walked away, and said, oh, I knew that smart little boy would take everything worthwhile and leave me without anything. But you see, the purpose of heart sent the old patriarch on his way. Thank God to sacrifice whatever that needs to be sacrificed, because what he was looking for was not material things. He was looking for something that was everlasting. The Bible said, we have no continual city here, but we seek one to come. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend, I don't know what you're in the church for, but I'm here to get out of here. Hallelujah. I've got no other purpose in being in the church. I'm not here to try to escape work. I'm not here to try to escape sickness. I'm not here to try to escape hardship. I'm not here to try to get out of trouble. But I'm here to see Jesus and everything well done. To the trumpet sound, let me in peace on the other side. Hallelujah. 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 For years and years and years, I've said this. I'm not preaching for a living. I'm preaching for a life. Hallelujah. I could make a living. In fact, I made a living before I started preaching. I worked 17 years of my life at a sawmill. When I was weighing the balance to trying to decide whether to break shoulders of that sawmill and go full time in the work of God, I was offered a sawmill all on my own, and several sections of timberland, and several trucks, and log loaders, and what have you. If I forget the preaching, and let preaching be in the background, and make that sawmill my first concern, I looked that old man in the eye. I said, Mr. Bradshaw, I appreciate your offer. I appreciate your confidence, but I'm not preaching for a living. I'm preaching for a life. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, on the other side. Hallelujah. It's not sawmills. It's not timber. It's not land. It's a city that's got a foundation that belongs to the church of the living God. That's what I want to see. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you, friend, what makes people backslide? They start out with the wrong motives. They come into church with the wrong theories. If I had come into church to keep my wife from arguing with me, I'd have had to laugh. What about you?
Yeah.
Every mom would always agree.
Very
good. You know? You don't just always say, yeah, honey, just however you want to do it. That's all right. Don't always work that way. But you see, if we will get in the church with a purpose of heart,
hallelujah,
when this life is over, I've got a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Everything else will change. Everything else will go and come with the using. You see, across the years, it's not as young, and it don't get around like it did. But that's not the purpose of living for God. But friend, where I'm going, hallelujah, and the home I'm looking for, when 10 million years comes and goes, I'll still be shouting around the throne of glory, saying, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. If you want to know what's going to go on in glory, read the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, the book of Revelation, brother, about the first 9 verses. It sees what's happening around the throne of glory in the glory world where the saints is worshiping, praising, and glorifying God. My purpose in living for God is to be one of them one day to count forever in the glory world on the streets of gold and meet Jesus and hear him say, well done. That's the purpose of living for God. Hallelujah. 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 Serve God. Cling unto him. Take hold of him. And allow nothing to shake you loose with a purpose in heart. I've made up my mind. I've settled it in my heart. I'm going to see my Lord. Hallelujah. My purpose of living for God was for him to keep me out of trouble. Now that you tell me you're going to boil me in that oil, oh no, fellas, I'll change my attitude. I'll go a different direction. But John said, if it's oil, it's oil. It doesn't make no difference because my purpose is not to stay away and devour trials and problems down here anyhow. If I die in the oil, I'll just die here. But wake up, holy man. And that's all that really matters. Hallelujah. Thank God on the Isle of Patmos and all the problems he was in. Everything was going on. I'm aspiring to death. But he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. In short, he said, my purpose of living for God didn't fail me when I got on the Isle of Patmos. Hallelujah. Well, how annoyed is the spirit? I saw the new Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Jerusalem.
Yes.
I saw it coming down as a bride adorned for a husband.
Hallelujah.
More than that, I saw the names of the 12 apostles in the 12 foundations of the city. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you never forget it, friend. Hungry or no hungry, food or no food, raven or no raven, when John began to read those names, Peter, James, John, let me read that again. Peter, James, John, wait a minute, that's me. Hallelujah. That's my name. Hallelujah. That's not just something that's beautiful. That's not just a weird vision I'm seeing because I'm hungry. That's not just something that's happening accidentally. That's adding in the foundation. That's my purpose of clinging to God. Hallelujah. That my name would be in the foundation of the city. I'll hold on. I'll cling to him. I'll wait on. Thank God until I go to that city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I tell you something today, friend. You can shout over what you want to. But if all it was, God would just open the book and say, come here. And just let you tiptoe and peep over. The bookkeeper's shoulder in glory. And the pilot said there's a book of remembrance written of them that think upon him. They're going to be mine. And I'm going to spare him as a father spareth his own son when I come to meet them. All at once, God had said, all right, my child, come here. Step upon the pinnacle. Take a peep over the book shoulder and take a look. Whose name are you reading? Thank God. And all at once, you saw your name wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. And God said, that's you. And nobody can rub it out but you. As long as you want it, that'll stay there. As long as you desire to be there, it'll be there. What have I got to do? I've got to cling to him with a purpose in heart that one day I'm going to hear my name called. If I'm in the ground, I'll come out victorious. If I'm still living, the portal will put on immortality and the corruption will put on incorruption in a moment of twinkling of an eye, and I'll sail away home. I come to live forever on the other side. Friend, nothing else in the world will keep you living for God. Nothing else. You can make all the bylaws. You can make all the rules. You can say you can't all you please. But nothing will make you rapture ready but looking for Jesus to come. The Bible said, are we the sons of God? And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I may cross opinion, but I don't think it matters a lot. But personally, I don't think that the Bible was asking us a question. I don't believe the Bible was saying, you mean to tell me that you're a son of God and you don't know what you should be like? I think the Bible's making a statement. I think the Bible's telling us, saying, you mean to tell me that you are a son of God and it's not yet appeared what you shall be when you're going to be like Him? You're going to see Him as He is. Hallelujah. The Bible says, little children, he that is righteous, even as He is righteous. Hallelujah. And therefore, if I can walk with God and can turn my back on this old world and say goodbye to the world, sin and sorrow and misery, and can face the devil on his own territory and say, get ye behind me, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. If you only shout my prayer, I can find a righteous walk with my God that He found for me. But the sheriff's in my heart. When He comes, I'm going to be like Him. I'm going to see Him as He is. And hear Him say, well done. Hallelujah. Oh, friend, that's the only thing that'll keep you living for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel so sometimes we have to make rules. Sometimes we have to say you can't. Sometimes the pastor has to say this way it's going to be. All of that won't make you live for God. If you're doing what you're doing just to get to take part in the church, and that's the purpose of doing it, you won't go a foot high when the rapture takes place. If what you're doing is just to find a certain road, a route and a road in this world, it won't be worth anything. Oh, but friend, if you can say, just make me a doorkeeper in the house of God. Just anywhere, oh Lord, just to let me love you. Just a place to pray. Just a place to commune with God. Because my purpose of living for you is not for this life, no way. It's for the one on the other side. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Friend, let me say this in closing. Take everything that the world has got. Everything. If you want my house, the furniture, my shoes, whatever worldly possessions that I may have, you can take them and leave me the church and the blessings of God in my life and make me a part of that family of God, and I'll still be happy. Thank God. Because there's something about it when the people of God gets together. The bond of unity and the bond of peace and the bond of comfort begins to undergird and bring that about that nothing else brings. But you see, you can reverse it and give you everything the world's got, everything that it can offer. Can give you the world and paint a fence around it and take the church away from you, and you're still miserable and you're still hungry and you're still upset. The same old man that offered to give me the sawmill, if I would make preaching second and I would make that sawmill my first concern, that same old fella, I walked into his office one morning. He was sitting with his head on his desk and his hair fell over his eyes. When I started through the door, he raised up and looked through the hair. I walked over when he saw it was me and laid his head back down. I walked over and said, Mr. Bradshaw, are you sick? And he said, not really. I said, what's the matter? He said, Jim, he said, I would give everything I own if I could feel like you looked like you felt when you walked through those doors. He said, I don't know how much money I got. He said, I suppose I could cash out for $3 million. But he said, I'd give it all to have a peace of mind and a peace of heart and to have a good feeling from the inside. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad to tell you, you don't have to have $3 million. You don't have to give $3 million. Give up the world. Get the right purpose in your heart. You want to see Jesus and find the security and find the power and find the love and find the happiness in the church of the living God. Let's lift our hands and praise Him. Let's glorify Him today. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, I'm free. I've been set free. Well, I'm free.
This morning, which person in your sins wants to make that start this morning? You'll come here for a standing prayer. This is the beginning, just the beginning. But what a beginning! Which prodigal wants to come home? You'll come here for a closing prayer and stand before this altar. Let us pray for you. While we sing again, would someone give your heart to God. Set your direction in God's way. All right? Thank God. Praise God. Glad that these folks came our way today. Now we'll get him a tall glass of water tonight. Come on back. Enjoy the blessings of God. God found me between the plow handles. What I am by the grace of God. And I was thinking before Brother Johnson mentioned, I was remembering the sawmill from whence he came. Hard-working country boy. Didn't know too much about the kingdom of God and the ways of God. But God's brought him to this, and we're glad. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, of course, we'll be hearing more from him tonight. These are the folks that we bless with our, we're blessing with our evangelistic fund. Small as it is, it's a token of our appreciation toward helping evangelists who are out full time for the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for your presence, for all of you that are here. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon each one. Bring us back tonight. Bless the choir practice as they gather together tonight, that they may sing what would be an inspiration to the service and cause someone to turn toward God. We ask your blessings upon Brother and Sister Johnson, that they may minister to us the good word of God, and that we may be responsive. We ask your blessing in all sincerity in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. You are dismissed in the fear of the Lord.